Chapter 2. And when anyone makes a meal offering to the Lord, let his offering be of the best meal, with oil on it and perfume, and let him take it to Aaron's sons, the priests, and having taken in his hand some of the meal and of the oil, with all the perfume, let him give it to the priest to be burned on the altar, as a sign, an offering made by fire, for a sweet smell to the Lord. And the rest of the meal offering will be for Aaron and his sons, it is most holy among the Lord's fire offerings. And when you give a meal offering cooked in the oven, let it be of unleavened cakes of the best meal mixed with oil, or thin unleavened cakes covered with oil. And if you give a meal offering cooked on a flat plate, let it be of the best meal, unleavened and mixed with oil. Let it be broken into bits, and put oil on it, it is a meal offering. And if your offering is of meal cooked in fat over the fire, let it be made of the best meal mixed with oil. And you are to give the meal offering made of these things to the Lord, and let the priest take it to the altar. And he is to take from the meal offering apart, for a sign, burning it on the altar, an offering made by fire for a sweet smell to the Lord. And the rest of the meal offering will be for Aaron and his sons, it is most holy among the Lord's fire offerings. No meal offering which ye give to the Lord is to be made with leaven. No leaven or honey is to be burned as an offering made by fire to the Lord. You may give them as an offering of first fruits to the Lord, but they are not to go up as a sweet smell on the altar. And every meal offering is to be salted with salt. Your meal offering is not to be without the salt of the agreement of your God. With all your offerings give salt. And if you give a meal offering of first fruits to the Lord, give, as your offering of first fruits, new grain, made dry with fire, crushed new grain. And put oil on it and perfume, it is a meal offering. And part of the meal of the offering and part of the oil and all the perfume is to be burned for a sign by the priest, it is an offering made by fire to the Lord. Chapter 3. And if his offering is given for a peace offering, if he gives of the herd, male or female, let him give it without any mark on it, before the Lord. And he is to put his hand on the head of his offering and put it to death at the door of the tent of meeting, and Aaron's sons, the priests, are to put some of the blood on and round the altar. And he is to give of the peace offering, as an offering made by fire to the Lord, the fat covering the inside parts and all the fat on the inside parts, and the two kidneys, and the fat on them, which is by the top part of the legs, and the fat joining the liver and the kidneys, he is to take away, that it may be burned by Aaron's sons on the altar, on the burnt offering which is on the wood on the fire. It is an offering made by fire of a sweet smell to the Lord. And if what he gives for a peace offering to the Lord is of the flock, let him give a male or female, without any mark on it. If his offering is a lamb, then let it be placed before the Lord, and he is to put his hand on the head of his offering and put it to death before the tent of meeting, and Aaron's sons are to put some of its blood on and round the altar. And of the peace offering, let him give an offering made by fire to the Lord, the fat of it, all the fat dale. He is to take away near the backbone, and the fat covering the inside parts and all the fat on the inside parts, and the two kidneys, with the fat on them, which is by the top part of the legs, and the fat joining the liver and the kidneys, he is to take away, that it may be burned by the priest on the altar. It is the food of the offering made by fire to the Lord. And if his offering is a goat, then let it be placed before the Lord, and let him put his hand on the head of it and put it to death before the tent of meeting. And the sons of Aaron are to put some of its blood on and round the altar. And of it let him make his offering, an offering made by fire to the Lord, the fat covering the inside parts and all the fat on the inside parts, and the two kidneys, with the fat on them, which is by the top part of the legs, and the fat joining the liver and the kidneys, let him take away, that it may be burned by the priest on the altar. It is the food of the offering made by fire for a sweet smell, all the fat is the Lord's. Let it be in order forever, through all your generations, in all your houses, that you are not to take fat or blood for food. Chapter 4. And the Lord said to Moses, Say to the children of Israel, These are the offerings of anyone who does wrong through error, doing any of the things which by the Lord's order are not to be done. If the chief priest by doing wrong becomes a cause of sin to the people, then let him give to the Lord for the sin which he has done, an ox, without any mark, for a sin offering. And he is to take the ox to the door of the tent of meeting before the Lord, and put his hand on its head and put it to death before the Lord. And the chief priest is to take some of its blood and take it to the tent of meeting, and the priest is to put his finger in the blood, shaking drops of it before the Lord seven times, in front of the veil of the holy place. And the priest is to put some of the blood on the horns of the altar on which perfume is burned before the Lord in the tent of meeting, draining out all the rest of the blood of the ox at the base of the altar of burnt offering which is at the door of the tent of meeting. And he is to take away all the fat of the ox of the sin offering, the fat covering the inside parts and all the fat of the inside parts, and the two kidneys, with the fat on them, which is by the top part of the legs, and the fat joining the liver and the kidneys, he is to take away, as it is taken from the ox of the peace offering, and it is to be burned by the priest on the altar of burnt offerings. And the skin of the ox and all its flesh, with its head and its legs and its inside parts and its waist, all the ox, he is to take away outside the circle of the tents into a clean place where the burned waste is put, and there it is to be burned on wood with fire. And if all the people of Israel do wrong, without anyone's knowledge, if they have done any of the things which by the Lord's order are not to be done, causing sin to come on them, when the sin which they have done comes to light, then let all the people give an ox for a sin offering, and take it before the tent of meeting. And let the chiefs of the people put their hands on its head before the Lord, and put the ox to death before the Lord. And the priest is to take some of its blood to the tent of meeting, and put his finger in the blood, shaking drops of the blood seven times before the Lord in front of the veil. And he is to put some of the blood on the horns of the altar which is before the Lord in the tent of meeting, and all the rest of the blood is to be drained out at the base of the altar of burnt offering at the door of the tent of meeting. And he is to take off all its fat, burning it on the altar. Let him do with the ox as he did with the ox of the sin offering, and the priest will take away their sin and they will have forgiveness. Then let the ox be taken away outside the tent circle, that it may be burned as the other ox was burned. It is the sin offering for all the people. If a ruler does wrong, and in error does any of the things which, by the order of the Lord his God, are not to be done, causing sin to come on him, when the sin which he has done is made clear to him, let him give for his offering a goat, a male without any mark. And he is to put his hand on the head of the goat and put it to death in the place where they put to death the burnt offering before the Lord. It is a sin offering. And the priest is to take some of the blood of the offering with his finger and put it on the horns of the altar of burnt offering, draining out the rest of the blood at the base of the altar of burnt offering. And all the fat of it is to be burned on the altar like the fat of the peace offering, and the priest will take away his sin and he will have forgiveness. And if any one of the common people does wrong in error, doing any of the things which the Lord has given orders are not to be done, causing sin to come on him, when the sin which he has done is made clear to him, then he is to give for his offering a goat, a female without any mark, for the sin which he has done. And he is to put his hand on the head of the sin offering and put it to death in the place where they put to death the burnt offering. And the priest is to take some of the blood with his finger, and put it on the horns of the altar of burnt offering, and all the rest of its blood is to be drained out at the base of the altar. And let all its fat be taken away, as the fat is taken away from the peace offerings, and let it be burned on the altar by the priest for a sweet smell to the Lord, and the priest will take away his sin and he will have forgiveness. And if he gives a lamb as his sin offering, let it be a female without any mark, and he is to put his hand on the head of the offering and put it to death for a sin offering in the place where they put to death the burnt offering. And the priest is to take some of the blood of the offering with his finger and put it on the horns of the altar of burnt offering, and all the rest of the blood is to be drained out at the base of the altar, and let him take away all its fat, as the fat is taken away from the lamb of the peace offerings, and let it be burned by the priest on the altar among the offerings made by fire to the Lord, and the priest will take away his sin and he will have forgiveness. Psalm 43. Be my judge, O God, supporting my cause against a nation without religion, O keep me from the false and evil man. You are the God of my strength, why have you put me from you? Why do I go in sorrow because of the attacks of my haters? O send out your light and your true word, let them be my guide, let them take me to your holy hill, and to your tents. Then I will go up to the altar of God, to the God of my joy, I will be glad and give praise to you on an instrument of music, O God, my God. Why are you crushed down, O my soul? And why are you troubled in me? Put your hope in God, for I will again give him praise who is my help and my God. Psalm 44. To the chief music maker. Of the sons of Korah-Maskal. It has come to our ears, O God, our fathers have given us the story of the works which you did in their days, in the old times, uprooting the nations with your hand, and planting our fathers in their place, cutting down the nations, but increasing the growth of your people. For they did not make the land theirs by their swords, and it was not their arms which kept them safe, but your right hand, and your arm, and the light of your face, because you had pleasure in them. You are my King and my God, ordering salvation for Jacob. Through you will we overcome our haters, by your name will they be crushed under our feet who are violent against us. I will not put faith in my bow, my sword will not be my salvation. But it is you who have been our Savior from those who were against us, and have put to shame those who would hate for us. Our pride is in God at all times, to his name we give praise forever. Selah. But now you have sent us away from you, and put us to shame, you do not go out with our armies. Because of this we are turned back by the attacker, those who have hate for us take our goods for themselves. You have made us like sheep which are taken for meat, we are put to flight among the nations. You let your people go for nothing, your wealth is not increased by their price. You have made us to be looked down on by our neighbors, we are laughed at and shamed by those who are round about us. Our name is a word of shame among the nations, a sign for the shaking of heads among the peoples. My downfall is ever before me, and I am covered with the shame of my face, because of the voice of him who says sharp and bitter words, because of the hater and him who is the instrument of punishment. All this has come on us, but still we have kept you in our memory, and we have not been false to your word. Our hearts have not gone back, and our steps have not been turned out of your way, though you have let us be crushed in the place of jackals, though we are covered with darkest shade. If the name of our God has gone out of our minds, or if our hands have been stretched out to a strange God, will not God make search for it? For he sees the secrets of the heart. Truly, because of you we are put to death every day, we are numbered like sheep for destruction. Why are you sleeping, O Lord? Awake! And come to our help, do not give us up forever. Why is your face covered, and why do you give no thought to our trouble and our cruel fate? For our souls are crushed down to the dust, our bodies are stretched out on the earth. Up! And come to our help, and give us salvation because of your mercy.